You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Welcome to Right Side Radio here on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. This is Yaffe, host of the Yaffe program, filling in for Phil Williams today. Phil is celebrating his 35th anniversary. Really appreciate the opportunity to fill in for him. One thing I got to talk about, by the way, you can always catch my show 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday here on WVNN, or you can follow me on Twitter at Michael Yaffe. One thing I just posted about on Twitter, which is kind of interesting, a story here about Dr. Fauci. Oh, I know, you'll just love to hear another story about Dr. Fauci. But this is from the Denver Gazette. I think I got this off offthepress.com. Our buddy, we just had the editor-in-chief of that site on earlier. Fauci says that relatives should require each other to show proof of vaccination to gather for the holidays. I kid you not, that's the headline. Dr. Anthony Fauci advised that people require their own family members to show evidence of vaccination before gathering for the holidays. Are you going to do this if you see your family?
Copper? No.
You're not gonna get tested before you go. Make sure you're all vaccinated. Make sure every wear masks when you're around the family dinner table. No. Fauci explained the benefits of being vaccinated, despite many restrictions still applying to the vaccinated demographic. He said, one thing that vaccinated people can feel comfortable with, for example, let's take the holiday setting. You're with your family. You have grandparents and parents and children. When you get vaccinated and you have a vaccinated group and you are in an indoor setting, you can enjoy, as we have traditionally over the years, dinners and gatherings within the home with people who are vaccinated. Now, that's true, I guess. That part's not terrible. So that's the reason why people should, if they invite people over their home, essentially ask and maybe require that people show evidence that they are vaccinated. Now, I've gone over this over and over and over again. I know I'm not an epidemiologist like Dr. Fauci, but if you're vaccinated, if you're vaccinated personally, and I'm vaccinated, why do you care if someone around you is vaccinated or not? I don't understand why we keep pushing this fear on people who are vaccinated. You either believe the vaccine works or you don't. If you're vaccinated and you're scared, you're acting like you believe the vaccine doesn't work, right? Seems that way. If you believe the vaccine does work, why would you be scared of someone who's not vaccinated? That doesn't make any sense. The vaccine has proven that, okay, can protect you from getting sick or deathly ill from coronavirus. That's what it was meant to do. So if someone else is unvaccinated and you're vaccinated, you're fine. That's on them if they're unvaccinated, isn't it? Now, what they will say is, well, we don't want this to spread anymore. We don't want more variants to come around. I can't believe they're still making that argument with a straight face. How could they continue to make that argument with a straight face? We see now that the Omicron variant is spreading among vaccinated people. A lot of the people that they're finding that are catching it right now are already vaccinated. Now, they only have mild symptoms. They don't have to be hospitalized because they're vaccinated. But obviously, it's not stopping that variant and other variants from spreading among the population. A vaccine does not stop that. So this idea that we have to require vaccinations to stop it from spreading, obviously that's not true. All you have to do is look at the news, Google it. It's not hard to find. Now, they say it prevents it from spreading as much or something. Look, it was unrealistic to ever believe that you were going to vaccinate 100% of the population in the world. This variant came from South Africa. I think 30% of the population was vaccinated at the time. You're not going to vaccinate 100% of the people of the world. And vaccines wane over time. So even if you do vaccinate 100% of the population, there are going to be some people that didn't get the booster in time. So this idea that we have to do that to protect someone else, if you're vaccinated, how about here's an idea. If you're vaccinated, why don't you act like it? Act like you're vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, act like it works. Doesn't seem that difficult to do, right? But we can't seem to do that. It just makes no sense. But here's the thing, and you're like, well, why do they continue to spread this fear? We all know why. Well, Dr. Fauci, okay, why is he continuing to spread a lot of this fear? Dr. Fauci's a technocrat. He might have the purest of intentions. I have no idea. I don't know Dr. Fauci's heart. He might have the purest of intentions. But I don't care what his intentions are. Because he has become a dangerous technocrat that believes that he knows best how to order society in a certain way that keeps us all, quote unquote, safe. And if that includes getting rid of your liberties, if that includes getting rid of your freedoms, he don't care. Because he knows what's best to keep everyone safe. He has said it. Well, individual freedom doesn't matter here. We have to look at the communal responsibility, the collective responsibility. Uh-huh. Okay. He has said that. That is a quote from him. And he has said something like it many, many times. Well, under that road, we're going to continue to lose our freedoms. I'm just saying. But here's the thing. If you got vaccinated, why don't you act like it works? Seriously. Pretend, hey, maybe it works and it prevents you from getting seriously ill or dying from COVID, and then go back to your normal lives. Why don't we do that? We got a caller on the line right now, and you can call 1-866-494-9866, 1-866-494-WVNN. This is Yaffe filling in for Phil. Let's go to Thomas in Athens. Thomas, what do you want to say today?
Hey, I just wanted to posit a thought about why Democrats and Fauci and so many others push vaccine. I think somebody's making money off of it. I think Big Pharma makes, $30, $40 a shot, mm-hmm. times three in a year, times 300 million people. That's billions and billions of dollars that can go into campaign coffers for various people. Just a thought.
All right, Thomas, I appreciate your call. I mean, there's no doubt Big Pharma is making a lot of money off of this. I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that about them, right? I mean, I want to believe they have the best intentions. And I am someone who believes the vaccines work. I know some people listening maybe don't, but I do. It seems like they work. You look at the evidence. Deaths went way down when vaccines, you know, were available for people. And you looked at the amount of people that were dying and the percentage of them that were unvaccinated. It seems kind of obvious. But they're also pushing boosters now when a lot of people don't need it yet. They're also pushing vaccines for kids. When the evidence shows that an unvaccinated child has more chance of being hospitalized, has a less chance of being hospitalized from this than an adult who is vaccinated over 35. So why are you pushing this on kids? I don't want to believe it's about money. I don't really think it is. But maybe. There's some nefarious stuff that goes on there, I'm sure. There is another reason, though, why they're pushing a lot of this COVID fear, I've noticed. Nobody's talking about this. But I've seen it kind of crop up in certain areas with the media and Democrats. Copper, can you play an audio cut that I found? It's by someone by the name. She used to work for the Bernie Sanders campaign. She also works for some liberal outlet. Her name's Brianna Joy Gray. I want you to listen to this when she talks about COVID testing. And how we don't have enough COVID tests available for people and how it's too expensive and why that is. Listen carefully to what she starts saying here. Here it is.
The reality is that per the reporter in that exchange, other countries' governments that are able to avoid that Byzantine process because they're not co-opted by neoliberalism. The problem here isn't the idea of big government. It's the idea that our government is so overly invested in the idea of health insurance subsidies and private private-public partnerships that it's not able to do what government is able to do best, which is lower the cost of products like this and distribute them directly to Americans. That's what's being done in other countries, and that's what was being demanded or offered up by the reporter as an alternative to the complicated Byzantine jump on one foot while citing the Pledge of Allegiance approach to this that's being taken currently.
Copper's reaction was really funny. It was mine as well. She said Byzantine like three times. Oh, aren't you so smart? You know the word Byzantine. Oh, she must be very intelligent. Oh, she used that big word, neoliberalism. That must mean she's very intelligent and smart. And smarter than us because she knows the word Byzantine and uses that as an... You can just tell, right? You can tell she's like trying to sound very intellectual and smart. I'm going to say Byzantine and I'm going to say I'm really smart because I say this and blah, blah, blah. But you know what the argument is that she's saying there? And they're going to continue to do this. Bernie Sanders, I think, has done this as well. They're going to start using COVID to push, you guessed it, socialized medicine. That's what she's talking about there. Don't you understand that because of things like COVID, we need the government to completely take over healthcare in this country? Oh, interesting. So they need the crisis once again, so they can use the crisis to push things like government medicine. So it's interesting. You do have the one side that could argue the private sector needs the crisis because Big Pharma needs it to push their medicine. But then, of course, you have the extreme left on the other side that wants to use this crisis, of course, because they want to push socialized medicine. And you're going to hear that more and more. It's something I always say about global warming, climate change. The answer for climate change is always more government, right? It's always more government spending. It's always more government control. It's always sacrificing things that made this country great. Always sacrificing individual freedom and prosperity. Well, because we have to save the planet. Did you honestly think they weren't going to do that for COVID as well? Of course they were going to do it for COVID as well, and they're already starting to. Oh, well, you see, we need more socialized medicine because of things like COVID. Oh, that's convenient for you. That's a convenient excuse. Yeah, and they're never going to argue that maybe we need more private sector healthcare to fight a pandemic. No. Of course we're going to need more government. You're going to see more of this. You watch. In the coming months, presidential election, we're going to hear all about how Europe, because they have socialized medicine, did so much better than we did. We're going to take a break here, and when we get back, I'm going to play something. You know, there's a new stat out that shows that only 1% of kids 5 to 11 years old in Alabama have been vaccinated. I have an idea to get them more vaccinated. Oh, yes, you wait until I give you the solution to get more kids vaccinated. You want to stay tuned for that. You're listening to Right Side Radio. This is Yappy filling in for Phil Williams. We'll be back.